Kingdom Connection is a community for individuals that desire a greater knowledge of the kingdom of God. Our desire is to build up God's people through the power of God by providing them with sound teachings, mentorship, biblical education programs, and sharpening their knowledge and gift in the Word of God.
Let's get in the very presence of the Lord. Let's get in the very presence of the Lord so that the Holy Spirit can fill this broadcast. God, we thank you. We invite you in. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We invite you in tonight so that the people of God in the kingdom of the Lord will begin to feel your very presence. Oh, God, come, Almighty King, to this broadcast in Jesus' name. Amen.
tangible. You see the depth of our heart, and you love us the same. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. There's no one like you nowhere. You are amazing, God. You're so sweet to us. You're so loyal. You're so faithful. You should have given up on us, but you still love us, oh God. You are amazing, God. You've seen us messed up over and over again. Each and every individual, we've turned our backs to you. But you still loved us the same. As if we were only born again. You loved us while we were in our mess and while we turned our backs on you. That's why you are amazing, Dio. You're worthy, oh God. You are the Lion of Judah. You are the Alpha and Omega. Of words to express how good you are, how big you are. You are amazing, God. I'm gonna sing it one more time. Incomparable, unchangeable. You see the depth of our heart, and you love us the same. You are amazing, God. Come on, put your hands together if you love them. If you love them. If you love them. I want to introduce to you BRL.
At this time, let's welcome our host, Prophet Evelyn Green. God bless you. God bless you, Kingdom family. We would like to thank you for tuning in tonight. I'm your host, Prophet Evelyn Derrick, and we would like to welcome you to our broadcast tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to have an awesome time in the Lord. We thank God for the things that he's done over the past few weeks. We've been on an awesome topic. The topic is Help, I'm Hurting, Part 4. So we're going to begin to look at identity loss. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up with prayer because I'm telling you, everything that the enemy has meant tonight for our bad, God is turning it around for our good. Amen. Father, we thank you now, hallelujah, that your sweet Holy Spirit, God, will begin to move right here, right now, Father God, on this Periscope tonight, and also, Father God, on Blog Talk Radio. God, and we thank you, Lord, that every single month, God, you have kept us, God. We thank you, Father God, for giving us over 60 broadcasts, God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that in the midst of it all, you are a triumphant God. And we just thank you, Lord. We appreciate you being our Father. We bless your name tonight, God, and we welcome you in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, glory, and honor, and it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Well, I want to welcome everybody here tonight. We're excited about our broadcast, and we're excited that you, our faithful listeners, are here tonight to listen to the broadcast and to receive what God has for you. On tonight, we have a broadcast that is entitled Help, I'm Hurting, Part 4, Loss of Identity. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell you, this all came as a result of so many people that I come in contact with that are telling me they're hurting for various different reasons. And so tonight I want to identify one of the questions that someone, amen, has asked. And this is the question right here. How can I find who I am again? I don't know who I am anymore. I have lost my identity. Oh, my goodness, that is an awesome, awesome question. Amen. And most of the time when people lose their identity, they lose their identity because they are trying to be something that they're not. And so tonight, as we embrace this topic, we give God praise. Tonight, we thank him for giving us this topic and giving us this question that we will embrace tonight. I want to start off with a quote tonight from Oscar Wilde. And Oscar Wilde says, most people are other people. Their thoughts are someone else's opinion. And their lives are mimicry. Their passions, a quotation. My goodness, that is very, very serious right there. Amen. But we find it to be something really true. A lot of people are other people. They have become that daughter that their mother wanted them to be or their father wanted them to be. They have become that son that the mother or father wanted them to become, and they have lost who they are. And so a lot of times it takes a journey to go back to that place in which you were. And so on tonight, as we begin to embrace this topic, as we begin to embrace this broadcast, we thank God for just showing us these different things throughout this broadcast tonight. Amen. So just think about this for a moment. Your thoughts are someone else's opinion. Wow. So, my. You know what opinions are. Opinions are someone else's belief. And so if your thoughts are someone else's belief, that means that you did no research, you didn't try to really figure out who you were, and you took somebody else's word that's who you're supposed to be. And so we're going to make some changes as we go along so that we are not going to be somebody else. Also, that our passions will not be a quotation of somebody else. Okay. Now, the first thing I want to tell you is that most people lose themselves by trying to be everything to everyone. So if you are trying to be your best friend, perfect friend, or you're trying to be your family member's best buddy, and you're trying to do everything that they're telling you to do, you have lost yourself along the way. The next thing I want to tell you is you know who you are, and you know what? I'm going to tell you, a lot of people know who they are, but they have lost who they really are. They know who they are, but they lost it somewhere along the way. Sometimes you might try to be someone that you are actually admiring, and that's not a good place to be. You want to make sure that you're not just being someone else's opinion. Goodness, isn't that serious tonight that you are someone else's opinion? That is very, very serious. So we want to make sure that we're not falling into that trap. The next thing you need to do is decide that there's nothing greater than being authentic. My goodness, when I wake up in the morning, I don't have to worry about being somebody else. I can be me all day long. You know, there's a saying that somebody said, they say, be you, hallelujah, without being apologetic. Be you unapologetically you. And I'm telling you, I have learned to stick to that. What God has given me to do, I am doing it each and every day without trying to be someone else. I found that a lot of times in society, when we see someone doing something else, we think that that's the proper way to do it, and that's an opinion, because you have to understand that's somebody else's belief of how it should actually be. When we actually had the situation to take place, there was a season where we were in ministry, and we seen that most of the people were doing the same thing. So when you are deciding that you are going to start a business, when you're deciding that you're about to do something new, you have to research it, first of all, and then you have to do what you're passionate at. If you work out of your passion, you will never work a hard day of your life. But if you're constantly trying to please others, you will work hard each and every day. So you want to make sure that you are working inside of your passion, and you're researching and you're finding out what it is that you were called to be. You know what? First of all, if you see somebody else go and get a company shirt, and guess what? It could be the fact that they didn't have another shirt, but you saw them get another company shirt, and you went and got a company shirt that didn't fit your company, then you would not be working, watch this, according to your capacity. You would actually be doing something just mimicking another person. You don't want to mimic anybody else. You want to be original because what? This is something that God has told me to do, and I want to do it because I want to make sure that I'm on the right path doing the things that I'm supposed to be doing. Now, one thing I want to tell you, it's good that you might have, let's just talk about this for a moment. If you have a cooking business, first of all, you may not want to just get a plain old T-shirt. You may want to get an apron or a smock or something like that to represent your business. And that's the same thing if you're working in the medical field. You won't show up in a T-shirt. You'll show up in one of those medical uniforms, you know. And I'm telling you, there are a lot of people who are so busy trying to be someone else that they're showing up dressed in the wrong attire. And one thing that you don't want to do is show up dressed in the wrong attire for trying to be like someone else. You know what? It's okay if you are seeing some great things that people do, but that doesn't mean that you mimic them. And I've seen this so many times in my time, even with being in ministry, that there are people who are trying to do the same thing that someone else is doing. But what is it truly that God has placed inside of you? What is that thing that gets you up every morning? Listen, everybody was born. They were born to do something great. There is greatness inside of you. There's a power and an anointing that God has placed inside of you that is unique to you. Guess what? There's no other creature on this planet that is you. Come on. You were made, come on, in the image and the likeness of God. And so guess what? I'm going to tell you, if you won't even say it concerning yourself, you sure look good. Come on, glory to God. Because I know that my God looks good, amen, hallelujah, because he's good to me all the time. And so one thing that you don't want to get trapped in, you don't want to get trapped in being that daughter, amen, for your mother. Listen, if your mother didn't actually if your mother did not go to medical school or whatever it is that your mother was deciding that they wanted to do, but now they wanted to live out their passions and dreams through you, and you don't want to hurt their feelings, can I tell you something? You're going to hurt some people's feelings along the way. Can I tell you another? Some people just not going to like you. Come on. So you have to understand that guess what? There are some people that's just not going to like me. There are some people that's just not going to appreciate me. There are some people that's just not going to care whether you are alive or whatever. They don't care because guess what? It's not about them. It's about what God has placed inside of you. And whatever it is that he's placed inside of you, don't lose you trying to be somebody else. This is a serious script. Actually, it's a quote by Oscar Wilde. It says, most people are other people. Can y'all get that tonight? Most people are other people. Their thoughts are someone else's opinions. Their lives are a mimicry. Their passions are a quotation. You mean to tell me that your passion is a quotation out of somebody else's life? Your passion is a quotation out of somebody else's book. Come on, listen, I'm telling you, it's much more better if you begin to get the download directly from God, guess what, than to mimic somebody else and try to be like somebody else. You need to try to be who God has called you to be. Decide today that you're going to be authentic. You're gonna embrace the fact that, amen, you have a certain style. There are people, somebody might say that you're very sporty because of the way you dress. You don't change your dress. You don't change your hair. You don't change your way of doing things because somebody don't like it. You have to still be you. There are people who are in leadership, and we already know this. Guess what? There are certain things that you really just don't want to do in leadership. You don't want to actually expose your body parts. I'm not saying that. But the way you wear your hair, come on, the way you, if you want to have your hair natural, I ain't say nappy, oh, I'm sorry. You should be natural and not nappy, y'all. Y'all know I had to make y'all laugh somewhere in here, amen. And so you could be natural, but don't just get out of the bed, you know, with your hair standing up on your head. You know, really have some actual passion about yourself and some actual style within yourself where you're saying, you know what, when I got up this morning, I'm proud to be who I am. I like the way my hair is. I like the way my eyes are. I like the way my nose are. This is the problem. We have so many people who are trying to face the image that Hollywood has set. Hollywood says that you have to be slim, that you have to be a certain size, that you have to be a certain build, that your hair has to be, watch this, blonde, and that your eyes have to be green or blue or whatever the status is that Hollywood has set. But you were fearfully and wonderfully made by God. And that just touches me right there, because I want to know why is it that we think that we have to go and try to change our appearance, go and get Botox in the lips, and you looking all strange. Your family members are looking for you. They don't know that you, because your lips are all swollen and inflamed, and they're like, my goodness, who is this person? So if you're doing it to please somebody else, that's the wrong answer. But if you decide that you want to change something, you know, in your own self, your clothing, if you want to change your hair, if you want to change your wardrobe, you can do all of those things, but you were fearfully and wonderfully made by God. You are God's handiwork. You are designer's original. My, you sure look good, because our God is good all the time, amen? I'm going to say that a lot tonight, because I want to let you know that when you're working in your God-given talent, you look good at it, amen? Listen, it also, one thing that I want to point out tonight is be open to work on finding the path back to you. Listen, some of y'all forgot who you are. Some of you have totally forgotten who you are. You forgot how you look in that mirror. You know what? When you go and stand before the mirror, what do you see? Whatever you see, that's how you're going to act. Come on, glory to God. There are some people, when they look in the mirror, they see a beautiful image. They see a beautiful person who has accomplished so many things. And there are other people that look in the mirror and say, I don't like my nose. I don't like my hair. I don't like the way I look. I don't like the way I walk. I don't like the way I dress. Well, guess what? Some of those things you can change, but there's some things when God designed you, he designed you to look a certain way. So you cannot change all of those things to the point where you no longer look like who you were created to be. Amen? Now, I want to look at a scripture tonight. So with me, come on with me, Psalms 139. 13 through 16. Listen, if you guys are on Periscope, amen, glory to God, make sure you're typing that in. Psalms 139, 13 through 16. If you are on Block Talk Radio, take notes. Get a pen, get a paper. Come on, glory to God. I'm going to help you tonight. We're going to go through a few things that's going to bless us all tonight as we begin to go over this information. Amen. Glory to God. Psalms 139, 13 through 16 says, for you, hallelujah, created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame, watch this, glory to God, was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depth of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. Come on, glory to God. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Come on, you were formed, amen, glory to God, even before it came to be. So you are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. Before he even created you, your name was already in the book. He already created you. He already knew your frame. Before you were even woven together, glory to God, he already knew who you were going to be. He already knew what, even through your unformed body. That's why I can't understand why people are taking their baby's lives, amen? Because their baby is human life. That baby was already thought of. That baby's image, that baby's likeness was already developed as they begin to be formed in their mother's womb. And so when you decide that you're going to do something different and you decide to take that person's life, you're taking a baby's life. You're taking their essence. You're taking who they are. And then glory to God. So we have to be very, very careful when we're doing these type of things that we're not falling into the wrong places. Amen. Hallelujah. And another thing I want to let you know, that a person's identity, watch this, others. So when you look at a person's identity, it's not just the way their face is made. It's not just the way the colors of their eyes. It's not just the way their teeth are built. It's not just that, and then glory to God, but it is their qualities, their beliefs, their essence, is everything about them, is who they are that's in there. Amen. Now I want to let you know that when you begin to identify a person, there's some ways that you can identify a person. First of all, we can identify a person through their hair. You know, sometimes, amen, glory to God, you can identify a person just saying, you can see them across the room and say, oh, that's so-and-so, I can tell by their hair. Listen, let me tell you something. God knows the number of hairs on your head. Amen. Glory to God. So you are identified in that. He knows how many strands are in there. And I wonder, how does he keep up with all of the numbers on there? You know, when you comb your hair, some of the pieces come out. And I'm just saying, God, you are so awesome in that you know how many hairs are on my head. Come on, give God praise tonight. God knows everything about us. Hallelujah. And because he knows everything about us, that's something to give. That's a reason to give him praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, another way that they can identify you is through DNA. Some people call it DNA. Come on, glory to God. But DNA, glory to God, is able to identify who you are. And so even if you're trying to get away from something, they can take a swab, amen, glory to God, in the inside of your mouth. They can take some of your blood. They can take different parts, amen, glory to God, and they can run tests on it, and they'll know who you are. So if you leave something on the crime scene, they can identify who you are. If you're found somewhere and they don't know who you are, they can identify who you are by what? Those different things. Another way that people can identify you is through your dental records. You know what? Listen, amen, glory to God. There's some people, I always know them by their smile. I don't care how far across the room, I said, my God, look at that smile. It just lifts the whole room up. Because there's something significant in your teeth, amen. Your teeth and your gums, even when a little children go for their dental visit, they take an impression of their gums. They take an impression of their teeth, and they know how that child looks based off of that. And so people can actually see you. When they see you walking in the room, they're like, wow. And then glory to God, I know that so-and-so because I know that bright smile. I know that smile anywhere. And you know what? My father had a smile, my God, and then everybody knew that was my father. He had such a beautiful smile. And so you know what? People knew him. They said, oh, that's brother over there, or that's Ike over there, or whatever they call you, they're going to know you from across the room. Another way they can identify you is through your blood. And so if you give blood, they can tell what type of blood you have. They can make a match, amen, glory to God, to be able to give you more blood. They can be able to, amen, help you or assist you through your blood and your plasma, amen. Another way they can identify you is through your bones. Come on, glory to God. Your bones tell a story. Your bones will tell you when you had that first break, amen, glory to God, or when you had that sprain, your bones tell a story. And so if they find your bones, a lot of times they can find something in your bones that let them know who you are. So listen, I'm telling you, this is so awesome. I'm telling you all of these things because I'm going to lead to something tonight, amen? Glory to God. The next way they can tell who you are, amen, is through your fingerprints. Now, my goodness, nobody's fingerprint is like yours, amen? When you take and hold up your fingers, amen, you can even look at it, and there's some different strands inside of your fingerprint, but none of them are the same. And so if they really wanted to identify you, they can identify you through what? Your fingerprints. But listen, can I tell you this? All of this don't mean a thing from what I'm talking about tonight. Amen? Glory to God. I'm talking about the fact that people will know you. Hallelujah. Either they're going to know you by your spirit. They're going to know you, hallelujah, by what you believe. They're going to know you by the things that you say. They're going to know you by when you open up your mouth. They're going to know whether you're with the Lord. If a person really has discernment of the spirit, they'll be able to tell where you stand. I got to ask somebody tonight, where do you stand? Who's on the Lord's side tonight? Amen. They can tell all of these things just by you walking in the room. They can tell all of these things, amen, just by you showing up on the scene. So your identity is your qualities and your beliefs, amen, glory to God, and your essence, glory to God. It also tells what you like and what you dislike. And so when a person is saying, amen, glory to God, I could go in there and I could identify them, amen. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. you would take some people, amen, glory to God, and they even know their family members' hands. You know what? I know my mother's hands anywhere. I know my mother's feet anywhere. Come on, glory to God. I don't know about y'all, but there's certain things about your parents. There's certain things about your children that you would know them anywhere. Glory to God. They can't even get away with it if they wanted to get away with it. This is the thing that I was trying to figure out. Amen. Glory to God. Even when you lose your sight, when you lose your eyesight, some other parts kick in. And so during the time, amen, glory to God, that there was a trick that happened with Jacob and how Jacob went in and tricked his father, there was still something there because the father, amen, he still had his senses of smell. And so when you lose one sense, the other sense kicks in and it gets more magnified. And so the father would have been able to say, well, you don't smell like, watch this, Esau. But the thing about it is they made sure that they went and they got some clothing, you know, hallelujah. They have to have something that smells like a person. Anybody say, you know what, I smell my mama. My mama's here. And people think you're crazy because they're like, what do you mean you smell your mama? Or what do you mean you smell your baby? There is an essence of the person, amen, hallelujah, that when they wear the clothing, that it identifies them. And then whether you're identifying them, not just with their cologne, because you can take the same cologne or the same perfume and put it on five different people, and it's going to smell different. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why is it going to smell different? Because there's a different identity. There's something different that can be identified in each person, in each person's chemical makeup, amen? And so even if you go and put on Jordache, it's not going to smell like somebody else that has on Jordache, amen? Glory to God, because that's your chemical, your body's chemical makeup that makes that perfume smell a particular way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I want to let you know this tonight. You are not the material things. You are not the things you possess. You're not your car. You're not your house. You're not, come on, glory to God, you're not your educational background. You're not your hair. You're not your shoes. You're not your purse. Come on, glory to God. You're not any of those features, amen, but you are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. Your whole essence, hallelujah, is a thing that we're looking for tonight, and we want to be able to identify you in the whole package, the whole makeup, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, tonight we're going to take a look on how to overcome identity loss for a second. Amen. How do I find myself again? I'm going to read this question to you guys who are just now tuning in. Amen. Glory to God. This is how I came up with this topic, and some of you may have a question. If you have a question, you can inbox me at EvelynDerryMinistries@gmail.com. That's EvelynDerryMinistries@gmail.com. You inbox me in there, hallelujah, and if you have a question, we would love to have it on the show, and we will be taking information from other people. And so when you actually come on here, I want to let you know that we are appreciating all of the inboxes, the good testimonies that are coming in. We're appreciating all of those things, and it helps us to be able to go forward. So here's the question that someone asked. How can I find who I am again? I don't know who I am anymore. I have lost my identity. Okay, so this person lost their identity, and one of the ways that they lost their identity is because they were trying to please everyone else, amen? So there's a loss in identity. So tonight, we're going to take a look at how do I, amen, glory to God, overcome the loss of identity and get back on track with where I need to be. The first thing I want to say tonight, amen, number one, for those of you who are on Periscope who are ready, just put number one, type number one in there. Those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio, make sure you have your notebook ready, amen, glory to God, and we're going to put number one. Number one is take inventory of your life. You know what? You need to inventory your life. Take inventory of your life and see who you have tried to become. Now, I don't want you to come up with a list that says, amen, glory to God, what my mother is. I don't want you to come and give me a list of what my cousin is or what my mentor is or what my spiritual parent is. I don't want you to come up with a list, amen, glory to God, of things that you are seeing in other people, but I want you to make a list of the things that you love to do. So you may say, listen, when I was little, amen, glory to God, I don't know if y'all know the Dr. Seuss books, amen, but one thing I love about this particular thing, it says, I'm Sam, I am, and I like to eat great green eggs and ham. Come on. I want to make this simple to you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So we already know that Sam likes green eggs and ham. And so no matter what nobody else likes to eat, we already know that Sam likes what? Green eggs and ham. So whatever it is that you like, I don't want to hear about what your cousin likes. I don't want to hear about what your mama likes. I don't want to hear about what your dad likes. Listen, somebody else in your family can have another belief, and they can believe something else. But I'm saying tonight, amen, glory to God, what is it that you like to do? And so when you find out tonight and you identify what you like to do, then you write a list of those things. And if you decide that, guess what, I'm nowhere near this person, then you are living a lie. Oh, my goodness, I know you won't hear that tonight, amen. Glory to God. If you find out tonight, amen, as you're writing the list and you're taking inventory and you find out that you're missing on that paper, you're living a lie. But there's still hope here, amen. We're going to find our way back to where we need to be and believe in who we are. Come on, bless the Lord tonight, amen. Glory to God. So after you take inventory, you might say, amen, and I don't want you to tell me that you're a mother. We already know that if you're a mother, if you're a parent, we already know you're a mother. I don't want you to tell me, amen, glory to God, that I'm a father. I don't want you to tell me any of those things. I want you to tell me what is it that you're passionate about, what makes you tick, what are the things you like, what are the things you dislike, what is the one thing that's a deal breaker, what is the one thing that's a challenge for you. I want you to write that list out so you can identify what? Who you are or who you need to, amen, glory to God, get back on track to being, amen. Hallelujah. Because somewhere along the line, listen, you can't tell me that everybody that's on here have never went through that struggle. Because, listen, there was a time when I forgot who I was. There was a time when I forgot what I liked to do. When people would come and ask me, they say, oh, what you like to do? And I was like, oh, well, my cousin and I, oh, my mom, you know what, oh, my husband, he likes to. No, they want to know what you like to do. I'm asking you tonight, what is it that you like to do? Number two, come on, put up number two for me if you're on Periscope. If you are on, amen, Black Cup, I want you to take notes with me tonight. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Number two, stop trying to be like the one you admire. Oh, goodness gracious, amen. Glory to God. You can't do the things that they do like they do it because God put it in them to do it, amen. So I wanted you to know that tonight. No matter what nobody else is saying, you cannot, amen, glory to God, be the one that you admire. You can actually become great, amen, because we know that we should become great, but we don't want to try to become exactly like an individual, amen. Hallelujah. The next thing, number three, watch this. Don't copy off of what others do. Lord, can I just stop there for a minute? Amen. Glory to God. I've had so many people, amen, they've heard me minister, they've heard me talk, they've heard me speak. Amen. Glory to God. Of course, if you are sitting under leadership, there's going to be some things, man, there's still some things that I say that I know that my spiritual father would say when I was actually sitting under him. There's some things, and then that I might say that my mentors say, but that is because of the fact that I honor and respect them, but I still have things that I say myself. And sometimes when I'm up speaking, I say, oh, my goodness, I'm starting to sound like them. Of course, you may have some things. Listen, because when you're growing up in a household with your mother or your father, you pick up on some things, and there's sometimes some things that you have to, what, be deprogrammed up because you actually learn some of those things at home. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the fact that you're trying to do everything just like that person did it. And this is where I struggled at even in the beginning of ministry. You would struggle because you're trying to do everything the way they did it. And you find out, guess what? God didn't create you to do that ministry like that. God didn't create you to preach like that. God didn't create you to teach like that. So you have to find out who you are and get in position to be who you are. Amen? Now, number four, don't put yourself in a place, watch this, where you would rather please others, hallelujah, than be who you were called to be. Man, there are so many people who are trying to be somebody else, amen, that they have lost their way. And they need to find their way back to being who they are. They need to find their way, amen, back to being in position to being who they were called to be and actually moving forward in the things that they have been designed to do. Amen? Hallelujah. Number five, do what you are passionate to do. Amen. I want to let you know that tonight. Do what you're passionate to do. There's something that you woke up this morning with. Amen. And you went to bed last night and it was still there. Amen. Glory to God. The thing that you're passionate about, you won't be able to eat, you won't be able to drink. Amen. Glory to God. You won't be able to do anything because this thing will be on your mind the whole time. Amen. Glory to God. And so also I want to tell you, number six is to stand firm on what you believe and don't waver. When you believe something, don't let somebody walk up off the street and try to convince you something differently. Amen. There are some people who are on assignment, and people hear me say this all the time. They're on assignment by the enemy. They're on assignment by the devil to get in your head to stop you from doing the things that you're called to do. But I'm telling you tonight, if you remain focused and remain true to yourself, you will begin to launch yourself into your destiny, and God is going to move in a supernatural way. The next thing I want to tell you, amen, hallelujah, number seven, be open to explore new options on achieving your goals and dreams. You know, sometimes we're so caught up in loss, my goodness, that loss of identity is serious, amen. We're so lost in being everybody else that we don't even have a dream. We don't even have a vision. We don't even have any goals anymore. Our goals is what everybody else wants us to be. Our vision is whatever somebody else thought of that morning. And so we have to decide that we're going to be different, we're going to be unique, and we're going to pursue the things that God has set for us, and we're not going to turn back. We're going to do exactly what he told us to do, and we're not going to venture off from it. Amen? Hallelujah. So I want to tell you tonight, there are some things that has you stagnated. Amen? Help. I'm hurting. Listen, it's a hurting feeling to wake up and to look in the mirror and your reflection looks like somebody else. It's a very, very hurting feeling to wake up in the morning, amen, and wake up and you're laying, hallelujah, next to somebody you don't even know who they are. It's a hurting feeling when you wake up in the morning and you cannot even identify, hallelujah, the path that you're set on. So tonight we're praying that as we're on this actual broadcast tonight, that you're actually getting valuable tools to help you to achieve the things that God has placed inside of you. When you were in your mother's womb, God knew you. He knew the things that you were going to be. He blessed you. Come on, glory to God. And he is desiring for you to go where you need to go. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, listen, this is Prophet Evelyn Derry. I'm so excited tonight about this broadcast. I'm excited about the things that God has done. I'm excited about, amen, glory to God, how you guys have been attentive tonight. But right now, in a few moments, I want you to press 1 to speak to the host tonight. If you have anything that you would like to actually address during this Help I'm Hurting series, or you have any questions or feedback tonight, we would love to hear that this bless you. We would love to hear, amen, glory to God, from you tonight. So if you're here and you're on the broadcast and you're listening live, we desire to talk to you tonight, and we will be taking the callers in a few seconds. So if you're on here, get ready to press 1 to speak to the host. Amen. God bless you.
To sow into this great work, you can go to www.impactfireministries.com or mail in your donation to P.O. Box 6323, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71112. Call us at 318-562-3500 for more information.
Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Connections with Prophet Evelyn Derry, where you're being empowered to prosper. We want you to know that you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Evelyn Derry Ministries to listen to today's show or any of our previous shows. Remember to like and follow Evelyn Derry Ministries on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, and YouTube.
God bless you. We're back. I'm your host, Pastor Evelyn Derry. Amen. Glory to God. And we're excited about tonight and what God is doing in this season. Amen. And we pray that this Help I'm Hurting series has blessed you. We have gone on numerous topics. Amen. And we're not finished yet. There's still 4 more weeks of this actual topic, amen, that we have outlined. And we're just grateful to God for identifying those things that come to hurt, amen. Hallelujah. So on tonight, we're going to hear from you guys. Hopefully you press 1 to speak to the host, and we would love to hear from you on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have any callers in queue?
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Well, on tonight, amen, glory to God. Listen, don't be shy. We have too many people on here. My goodness, we have our whole broadcast is filled with lovely people. We would love to hear from you tonight. We would love to hear, amen, glory to God, how you've been blessed on tonight. But I want to just introduce someone very, very awesome here tonight. I don't know what I would do without this person. Man, they have been here for me. Hallelujah, glory to God. Here, all of, we have like 62 broadcasts, amen, or more, and they have been here with me from day one, have never missed. Hallelujah, not even one, not even when her husband was hurt or injured. She was here half part of the time. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, she's been here with me through each and every one, and I'm grateful to have an awesome assistant. Amen. Glory to God. An administrator that's here, that's always there. Amen. And the only other time that she misses when we didn't broadcast because of the holidays. So I want to just introduce to you, amen, glory to God, Miss Candy Benefield, all the way from Shreveport, Louisiana. Miss Candy, how have you been blessed on today? Blessing.
Amen. I'm always blessed as usual. I thank God for what he's done on tonight because a lot of people, they really don't know their identity. And it's so easy to get caught up in someone else's identity and not your own. Following the ladies' trend, like you said, that's the number one thing that I see that leads this generation wrong. They kind of follow the next person, the next person in line that's more popular, more well-known, that looks better, that has a better face, a better body, but it's not about being with it. When you find who you are in God, in Christ, you be comfortable in your own skin and you love yourself and you don't go looking for anyone else to validate you. God is always giving you that confidence in him. Because, you know, I always think about, even when I had my insecurities, I've always think about, well, you know, God said I'm made in the image of him. So if I'm made in the image of him, amen. So that's what I think about when I think about knowing your identity. So I was blessed on tonight, and I just pray that everyone listening to this broadcast, that they wouldn't be shy, that they would speak out, because your testimony could help the next person. Because I know I'm not the only person that has dealt with, you know, finding out who I am and not following, you know, the next person, or even dealing with your insecurities about your identity.
Hey, you know what? I can relate to that, you know, even during the time when I was,
amen, I can relate to that even during the times when I was actually in school and I was very smart, very talented in the band. You know, I had a lot of different things going on for me. And so there were some other kids that just slid by. Their mothers let them do things that I didn't get a chance to do. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I want to be like them. I want to be able to get out and I want to be able to explore. But you know what? When I look back over it, I am glad that I took my education, you know, seriously. I'm so happy about that. And I'm also very, very happy that my mom didn't just let me run around and do all kind of crazy stuff. Amen. You know, when it's happening, you don't think about it like that. When it's happening, you're like, oh, this is too much. They're so strict on me, and they have too many rules and all of these different type of things. But when you really, truly get into it, you'll begin to see that, guess what, it was all for your good. And even when, you know, you're going through some things in your life right now, just know that you're going through those things. It's for your good. God is blessing you. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's just trying to keep you from actually getting in the trouble. He's trying to keep you from making those mistakes that will harm you or hinder you. And so you're going to have to just stay on track, stay the course, do the things that you know that you're supposed to be doing and not trying to fit in with what every popular person is doing. You know, people are doing a lot of things, but that just because they're doing it doesn't mean that you need to do it. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do we have any other callers in queue? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we're thanking God tonight for, you know, just being here tonight. I thank him for this broadcast. I thank him for everything that he's doing with these broadcasts and how he is just developing people and that they're able to actually see some things. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just give him praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Hallelujah. So tonight, one of the things that we will do, If there's nobody else, one thing that we will do, we're going to pray, amen, glory to God. And after that, we will be back tonight at 11 p.m. We have an actual prayer scope, and so we'll be back by our prayer scope tonight. If there's nobody else that wants to speak up, all of the wonderful people that are here with us on the broadcast, amen.
We do have Brittany that on the inbox. Brittany is from South Carolina, and she just wanted to say that she has been dealing with insecurity as well as trying to find her identity. And when you do look at the television, it makes it seem like you are not who you are supposed to be and that you're supposed to follow the latest trends and want to be as popular as the TV stars that you see on TV. So she just said she wants prayer that she will find her identity and become more confident with herself.
Amen, amen. I just want to encourage you, Brittany, to know that, you know what, we have people on standby. We actually pray at 11 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We also have prayer in the mornings, and we're going to keep you lifted up because we know that it could be a challenge out here trying to fit in with everyone else and also dealing with self-esteem and other personal issues that may actually come. So tonight we just want to let
you know. Definitely going to keep you lifted in prayer, and we believe God tonight that he's going to do some supernatural things on your behalf. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you all the way from South Carolina for coming in. Remember, you guys, we are here. We also have the chat box where you can chat with each other through our Blog Talk mechanism, and we also have, amen, our inbox at evelynderryministries@gmail.com, and we're checking it while we're on the broadcast. And we are able to come back with you and let you know and give you feedback. Amen. So I'm going to lift up Brittany from South Carolina. Father, we thank you for Brittany. God, we thank you for Brittany's life, God. God, we thank you, Father, that on this journey that Brittany's on, God, that she will begin to yield her life to you, God. God, we thank you, Father, God, that on tonight that as we begin to pray and lift her up, God, we thank you, Father, God, that there will be such a peace, oh, God, that surpasses her understanding, God. God, we thank you, Lord, God, that your joy, God, will bubble in her life, oh, God, and will bubble forth, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you right now, Father, God, for positioning her to prosper, God. God, we thank you, Lord, that as you begin to reveal truth to her, God, that she will begin to write the vision for her life and make it plain, God, on tablets, God, that it will accomplish what it set out to do. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we have been given an opportunity. Praise your name. We bless your name, and we magnify you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are worthy, Father God, to be praised in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody else in queue? Any other questions? Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you, this is another question is, amen, how do you make that change when your mate is expecting you to be that other person? Amen. That's really, really serious. Amen. When you have a mate that's expecting you to be the person that they thought you were when they married you, but you've made some changes, and now you're trying to become the person who God has created you to be. And one thing that I want you to do is to actually communication is key. So one thing that you're going to have to do is communicate with your mate and let your mate know that you were in a place where you had lost, you know, you lost that person along the way, and now you're trying to find, you're trying to find yourself again, and you're trying to position yourself to do the things that are required of you. So I want to just encourage you tonight to embrace the new you, and also prepare your spouse and let them know that, you know, this is the new changes that I'm going to make. You know, I think about couples and how it is often said that the couples change three different times. They flip-flop. So one of them might have used to be the one that flies off the handle, and then the other one becomes the one that flies off the handle. Then, you know, the other one becomes calm or whatever it is, and they keep flip-flopping. They said three times. That's awesome. Amen, but it's also challenging as you see them flip-flop because the things that used to bother them may not bother them anymore. And so that's going to take prayer and work. Marriage is a serious work.
Amen.
Every single day you're going to have to work on that relationship. Every single day you're going to have to pray for strength. You're going to have to pray for strategy. You're going to have to pray and ask God to keep you and bless you, because I'm telling you, it is a major journey. So just be encouraged and know
that God is leading the way. Amen. I'm excited about God tonight. I'm excited about the things that he's going to do, and I'm getting excited about that 11 o'clock hour. It's going to be on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. God is going to do something supernatural. Hallelujah. Anybody else in then experts got in there for us? Any other? Amen. Praise God. Well, this is what we're going to do. We're about to pray. Amen. Glory to God. One more time. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You almost remind me of that song, One More Time. Hallelujah. We are gathered here together one more time. Amen. Glory to God. Well, Father, we thank you for our time of intercession, God. And tonight, Father, we lift up Houston before you, God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that even through the times, oh, Father God, of the weather, God, we thank you, Lord, that you, oh God, have caused the people, Father, to be able to survive the storm and the rain. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that they will be able to rebuild their cities, oh, Father God, a community. God, we thank you right now, Father God, that as they begin to build, that they will remember, oh God, that you are God, that they remember, Father God, how you saved them, delivered them, and set them free, God. And, Father, we pray right now, Father God, that you will continue to bless the bishop, oh, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that had the accident on yesterday, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that you will bless his family, Bishop Williams, oh, Father God. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that you will bless, oh, Father God, Bishop Nelson, Father, and that you will even, Father God, hallelujah, bless the family that lost their loved ones, Father God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you, oh God, are awesome in all your ways and mighty is your hand. And we thank you for showing up, oh Father God, in their lives, oh Father God, and being their help. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God. And we lift up the Simmons family to you now who have lost their loved ones. We thank you right now that you will bless them. We lift up the Reddick family, Father God, in the loss of their mother, oh Father God. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that as we begin to lift it up before you tonight, God, hallelujah, Jesus, that those families will find comfort, that they will find strength, oh, God, in their time of trouble, God, in their time of need, God. And, Father, we'll be careful, God, to give you, oh, God, all the glory, all the honor, and we praise and magnify you, God. We thank you, Father, for those who are tuned into this Blog Talk Radio. We pray, God, that their lives will be changed, oh, God. Lord, we thank you in advance, oh, Father, God, for the things you're about to do in this season, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, listen, you guys, it's been awesome, awesome, awesome. You can find out more information about our ministry by going to impactfireministries.com. You could also take a look at our webpage, and then that's in access under construction is evelyndairyministries.org. That's coming real soon. We have a lot of different things that are coming out in the next couple of weeks that we'll give you more information about. We're about to have our 40-day soul detox that we're going to actually have an actual program set up. Amen. Glory to God that you can detox yourself, purify yourself of the different sins that may be hidden, and even cleanse yourself from anything that you're actually doing that is out of the will of the Lord. So we're going to give more information on that. If you would like to know more information about it, you can actually go to evelyndairyministries@gmail.com, and we'll send you out information on the 40-day detox as well. Amen. We want to thank God for all of the people who were on a 21-day fast with us, and we heard all of the wonderful miracle signs and wonders that came from that. So until next week, you guys, be awesomely blessed. This is your host, Prophet Evelyn Derry, signing off. Until next week, be blessed.